The words of God given to us today are Luke chapter 3, verse from 1 to 6. Allow me to read the words. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip Tetrarch of Iturea, and Trachonitis and Licinius Tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough way smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. Amen. Today is the last Sunday of this year.
우리는 형편없고 허물투성이임에도 불구하고 지난 1년 동안 우리를 품어주시고
Let us give an applause of our gratefulness and praise to God for He embraced us and stayed with us through the year.
찬송의 박수를 올려드리십시다.
And why don't we give another round of applause to those who have served the church in every corner of the church during this year so that we can gracefully offer our worship? The titles of hymn that we use are mostly the first part of those hymns. For instance, Since Christ my soul from sins have freed, and the love of God are titles, and the first lines of hymn number 438 and 34 respectively. Each book of Hebrew Bible has no title, and the first part of the book is the title. For example, the title of Genesis is Bereshit, meaning in the beginning.
우리가 알고 있는 영어 성경이나 우리말 성경의 제목은
The titles of books of the Bible in both Korean and English are given after the titles of the Septuagint. Alexander the Great built a port city near the Nile River in a large scale in 331 BC and called it Alexandria after himself. After he died, from 285 to 247 BC, the king of Egypt, Ptolemy II, translated the Hebrew version of the Old Testament in Greek and wanted to keep it in the library of Alexandria he was proud of. So Eleazar the high priest was commanded by Ptolemy II to choose and send 72 persons, six from the 12 tribes of Israel each, to Egypt with the scroll. In the Old Testament translated by them in Greek, is called Septuagint. Septuagint did not have each book titled after the first part of the book. Instead, it has the titles based on the content of the book. Those are the titles we currently use for the Old Testament. Namely, the Genesis was titled to mean the origin of the world, while Exodus to describe the Exodus of Egypt. The fourth book of the Old Testament is called Numbers, to mean that people counted numbers.
뒤 2년이 지나서
After 2 years have passed since the Exodus,
Moses
conducted a census based on the command of God in the desert of Sinai.
전쟁에 나갈 수 있는 남자의
And the result showed that the number of men aged 20 and above was 603,000 and 550, except the Levites who had to serve God in the tabernacle.
40년간의 광야 생활에 마침표를 찍고
In the end of 40 years life in the wilderness, people of Israel carried out the second census in the plains of Moab across Jericho right before they entered Canaan, and it was 601,730. When people of Israel suffered slavery in Egypt, what was most dreadful to the king of Egypt was a sharp increase in the number of Israelites. To Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, the rise of the number of his slaves, Israelites, could mean the increase of the wealth of Egypt. So the king should be happy for it. However, what Pharaoh was afraid of was that the power of them could be stronger in accordance with the rising number of people. That is why he imposed heavy labor to the Israelites to build Pithom and Ramses, the storage of grains. Nevertheless, the number of Israel people only kept soaring. So Pharaoh gave the order that he shouldn't have, that midwives throw every newborn baby boy to the Nile River whenever they were born from Hebrew women. That number of Israel did not increase when they were set free after the Exodus. Rather, the second census conducted in 38 years saw a decrease of 1,820 persons. And there were only two persons survived during the term between the first and second census, Joshua and Caleb. The 40 years life of Israelites after the Exodus was like a march of death. However, the number of Israelites maintained above 600,000 thanks to the faithfulness of God who wanted to give Canaan to them, which has been the land of covenant since the times of Abraham. Why Israelites had to suffer 40 years in the wilderness and what they needed to engrave in their minds was testified in Deuteronomy 8:2-6. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in his way and revering him.
이스라엘 자손들이 40년간의
what the Israelites had to engrave in their minds and realize in their 40 years in the wilderness was the Lord and the word of God.
하나님께서는 이스라엘 자손들이
God wanted them to keep the word of God and obey the word.
순종하는 하나님의 백성다운 백성이 되기를 원하셨습니다. 그들이 그런
There were no better place than the wilderness to train them that way.
없었습니다. 민수기의 히브리
The title of Numbers is Bumidbar, which means and in the wilderness.
히브리어로 광야는 미드바르
The wilderness in Hebrew is Midbar.
말하다 말씀을 의미하는 단어는
And dabar means the word.
그래서 광야와 말씀은
So the origin of the wilderness and the word is the same.
목자들이 광야에서 양이나 소 등 가축들에게
It is because every behavior the shepherds take to communicate with livestock, such as sheep and cow, becomes the word to the livestock. Therefore, the place where the word becomes most meaningful is the wilderness, the desert.
목자를 잃은 양이
Sheep which lost the shepherd can hardly make it alone in the desert. It could easily become the prey of wild animals. Likewise, it is impossible for people to live a decent life in the desert without God. Today's scripture also testifies the word of God which resonated in the wilderness. When John the Baptist first started his ministry, Israel was in pieces. The easiest way for a country to take control of the land is to divide the land. After the World War II, Germany was divided into East and West, and the Korean Peninsula, South and North. Divide and control was one of Proverbs of the Roman Empire. When the second emperor of Rome, Tiberius, took control, There were rulers in Israel, Pontius Pilate, Herod Antipas, Herod Philip, and Licinia, and two high priests of Annas and Caiaphas. And then there came John the Baptist from the wilderness of God's words. Compared with Roman emperors or Israel kings, the life of John was so humble. However, the word of God came to him because the wilderness where he lived was the place of God's word.
세례자 요한에게 하나님의 말씀이 임했을 때
The ministry has done when the word of God came to John the Baptist was testified in the verse 3.
요한이
He went into all the country around the Jordan preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins.
요한의 가장 중요한 사역은
The most important ministry to John was to give baptism. The reason of baptism is to let people repent. Repentance is neither what makes people feel guilty about their past lives, nor will you cry and pray all night.
그것이 회개를 제대로 나타내는 것도 아니에요.
It is not about singing a song.
또한 자신의 지난 삶을 돌아보며 난 참
My life was so foolish.
라고 노래를 부른다고
Looking back upon your past life.
회개를 온전히 나타내기에는
Such things are so insufficient to completely explain repentance.
회개는 헬라어로 메타노이아인데
Repentance is metanoia in Greek. This word literally means to change ideas. More specifically, it means to change the direction of life you have believed right so far. It means to turn toward God from the life against God. And to come closer and inside God from the life ignored God and was far away from God. The prophet Isaiah appeals about repentance as testified in Isaiah 55:6-7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. The life of evil man and the wicked is to get blinded by one's own thought. And turn against God and live without God.
중고등학교에 다니는 자녀가 부모의 가슴에 가장 큰 못을
What behavior of teenage children could hurt their parents the most?
마땅히 들어야 할 부모의 말씀은 귀뚱으로
Is it that they eat too much of food instead of listening to their parents?
아니면 학생으로서
Is it that they do not study hard enough to make a prestigious school? None of them is right. What hurts parents the most is that their children proclaim independence and leave their parents. In fact, it could benefit the parents if they don't have to feed their children in economic terms. No need to buy more food, give money, or tuition fees. They could even make money by renting a room which is left empty. Nevertheless, there's nothing more hurting parents than children leaving them because it would mean that they did not accept their children. Rather, parents as their parents anymore. In the meantime, what is most upsetting word to parents is, what did you do to me? Nothing. That's why I became so pathetic like this. Those words disregard parents.
자녀가 부모의 존재를 부정하고
Just as it is most wrongful life to disregard the existence of parents and try to leave them
인간이 하나님의 존재를 부정하고
What is the most foolish life is
to try to get out of the guidance
and control of the Lord
어리석은 삶입니다. 회개는
Repentance is to get back to the life with God from those without, to get closer to God from far away, and to get in to God. John the Baptist testifies the message of repentance in verses 4 to 6. As is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall become straight, the rough way smooth, and all mankind will see God's salvation. John quoted the book of Isaiah and cried out that the word has been accomplished. Isaiah 40, 1-5 that John quoted testify as follows. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her heart service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Book of Isaiah is called as a small edition of the Bible. There are 66 books in the Old and New Testament in total, and there are 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah. The book is called that way not simply because of the identical number of chapters. It is because the structure and the theme are almost the same. The Bible consists of 39 books of the Old Testament and 27 books of the New Testament. Isaiah also can be divided into two parts, as one from 1 to 39 and the other from 40 to 66. The Old Testament starts from the sins of man, Adam and Eve, and ends with the revelation that Messiah will come. The first part of Isaiah also starts with the sin of man and ends with the revelation that the King of Righteousness will come. The New Testament begins with the crying of John and ends with the new sky and new land. The latter part of the book of Isaiah also begins with the crying in the wilderness and ends with the new sky and land. Hence, the book of Isaiah called the small edition of the Bible. So the chapter 40 of Isaiah we read was the beginning of a new history. People of Israel were taken to Babylon because their country broke down due to their sins and suffered 70 years as captives. We were under the Japanese rule in the past and spent an inexpressibly painful 35 years without freedom. We had no sovereignty. We were deprived of minerals and grains. We were forced to become war soldiers, couldn't use our own language, and had to change our own name in Japanese. Israel people suffered 70 years, double that of ours. God said through the prophet Jeremiah that they should be back in 70 years, but they lived without hope. But it happened indeed. So the writer of Psalms sings the joy that Israelites get the freedom back as follows. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed.
이스라엘 백성들은 자신들이 포로에서
People of Israel thought it would be possible only in their dreams to go back to their land from captivity. But what could only come true in one's dream did occur in reality. For that, the prophet Isaiah says, to make straight in the wilderness a highway and the rugged places a plain.
광야를 떠올리면 광활한 평지가 연상이 됩니다.
When thinking about the wilderness,
a
wild plain comes to my mind. So it could feel not so hard to make a way in the desert, since in every direction it could make a way.
그러나 이스라엘의 광야는 그런 곳이 아닙니다.
However, the desert of Israel is no such place. Nomads raise livestock there, and it is almost like mountains. The wilderness of Judea is 75 kilometers from north to south, 16 to 25 kilometers from east to west. With many wadis, which become rivers when raining, there were valleys here and there. Especially in the west, there was a steep hill and it couldn't be used as a road. So the desert was a place with mountains and valleys completely isolated. Yet it is said that every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low, the rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain.
하나님께서 말씀하십니다. 이 말씀은
This word represents such strong will of God that He will make the mountains and hills low and raise the valley up to make a way and save His people. To accomplish that salvation, God sent Jesus Christ to this land. And He says that if we prepare the way for the Lord, we will see the salvation of God. When the people of Israel were captives in Babylon, anyone hardly believed that they could go back home. Instead, they doubted God being our God and distrusted acts of God. However, God allowed them to go home in 70 years as He promised.
이 이스라엘 백성들과
We were not different from them. When did God save us? From what circumstances? It is testified in the Ephesians 2:1-5. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. We were dead already because of our sins and transgressions. Being dead means that we were isolated from God who will give us the eternal life. At the time, we thought the worldly values are everything, and went after that. We considered to accomplish our desires is the best way to live, and were in the opposite of what the Lord wanted us to be. Nevertheless, God did not forsake us and sent Jesus Christ to give us the eternal life. The last book of the Old Testament, Malachi, testifies the ministry of John the Baptist in chapter 4, verse 5, and the first half of 6. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the father to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. He says that he will send the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day comes. And Jesus told us that this Elijah was John the Baptist. Elijah was a prophet at times of King Ahab. King Ahab stayed farthest from God among all kings of the Old Testament and disregarded God in his life. So the people of Israel at the time also disregarded the Lord. It hadn't been rained for 3 years at the time. So Elijah argued against 450 prophets of Baal in Mount Carmel over the real God. God dropped the fire and testified his existence. That meant to tell us, even if you are not with me, I still love you, and you are my children. The ministry of Elijah, that is John the Baptist, was right this: to turn the hearts of fathers to children, the children to fathers. John the Baptist cries out in the wilderness that God did not forsake his people when it seemed that he spoke nothing for 400 years. Repentance is to accept that and to turn back to God, and that is why we have baptism. Today is the last Sunday of the year of 2015. How was your year? How have you been in your past life? Was your place of life like the wilderness? Were you embarrassed facing events you couldn't expect? Were you criticized severely when you actually made every effort to walk the righteous way? Did you sometimes feel your life was like an endless tunnel? Take a look back silently and think about it. Wasn't it true that God embraced us no matter what and stayed in us as the Spirit? Especially at turning points of our life, did He not hold us and make us realize with His words? Wasn't it His grace and work that have us be here today?
그래서 하나님의 구원하심을 보는
This is why the wilderness is not wilderness to those who see the salvation of God. It is the place where God works. Let us pray.
하나님 아버지
Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to have this last Sunday of 2015. We began this year with the motto, You are in me and I in you. However, due to the sinful nature in us, we wanted to accomplish something outside the Lord and to stand out in the world by having worldly views instead of holding the Word of God. Nevertheless, we were able to come to this place because the Lord embraced us every day and thus renewed us and guided us with the words day after day. Even though the place of our life is not like those of Roman Emperor Pontius Pilate, the Tetrarch, or the High Priest, but like the wilderness where Israelites spent 40 years, help us experience the grace and the work of God which gives manna and have our clothes not wear out and feet does not swell, even though the place that we stand right now is like the wilderness, allow us to see the salvation of God so that we can beautifully close the year of 2015 and begin 2016 in hope, thanks to the grace of God who dwells in us as the Spirit and embraces us already with the Word. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.